A little earlier, I read off words of Jesus concerning the signs leading up to end times. One of the things that Jesus pointed out was that there would be pestilence. And by the way, that word pestilence in the New Testament comes from the original Greek word loimos, which means both pest and plague. So a disease as a result of a plague is easy to include in our understanding. And just as I did with the earthquake update, I think that I'm going to just give you a short list of reported disease and pestilence updates from around the world. Vietnam is reporting 4 more cases of a suspected human infection from the bird flu that's infected 3 Asian countries, Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. Taiwan slaughtered 20,000 chickens in mid-January, and China banned imports of chicken. Now, the update to this first report included this information. The number of chickens is now raised to over 500,000, 600,000 to be exact. They've linked the bird flu to the deaths of 10 children and 1 adult. It sounds like a pestilence to me. China is tracking the cause of the first SARS outbreak in 2004. A major flu outbreak that hit the United States pretty hard has now hit Germany, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. China has ordered the killing of some 10,000 cats, a civet cat to be specific, which is a delicacy in China. By the way, does anybody know what kind of meat that is that they put inside the little wonton dumplings in those Chinese buffets? If you think you know, make sure to give me a call on the 24-hour voicemail line and tell me. 1-800-421-3148. Sorry about that. I just had to ask. I just had to know. Now back to our pestilence update. Concord, New Hampshire reports 5 cases of bacterial meningitis. The Ebola virus has been reported in Central Africa again. The United Nations has reported 29 deaths so far. Taiwan reports a new SARS case. What a surprise. And finally, the HIV/AIDS epidemic has killed 3 million people in 2003, and another 5 million acquired HIV. That brings the grand total to somewhere between 34 to 46 million people, give or take a few million. Now, I could go on and on and on, but I think that enough has been mentioned here to stir our hearts up and our minds, at least a little. Jesus said that there'll be pestilence and disease increasingly as we usher in end times, prior to Christ's return. Are you ready?
Oh, Betty, this is such a wonderful party.
Well, I'm so glad you came. Have you seen Billy Bob anywhere yet?
Have you talked to your doctor about the little purple chip? Well, you may want to wait until you get home. Have you talked to your doctor about the purple chip yet?
Millions of people all over the world are finding out about the miracle of the little purple chip.
It's not really purple. It's a microchip. But it does leave a small purple bruise mark at the point of injection under the skin. With 1 10-minute implantation process, you can be free from the pains of reaching into your pockets to touch those dirty, filthy paper and coin currencies that have probably been touched by people who have had their hands in places you don't even want to think about.
This little purple chip will make it so easy to buy and sell things everywhere you go in your life.
Surveys show that 1 out of every 2 people will be unconsciously blissful as they enter into the world of a cashless society. So don't be left out.
The day may come when it's the only way to buy and sell.
Leading sociologists all agree, just 1 little implantable chip, about the size of a grain of rice, can set you on the path to blending in with the rest of humanity and shed that unwanted individuality.
Don't wait. Ask your doctor today about the little purple chip.
Side effects include, but are not limited to, invasion of personal privacy, loss of personal freedom, and mandatory obedience to a false god. A permanent mark upon the forehead or forearm may eventually be noticeable in large numbers of people. Not everyone is suited for the implantable chip. Consult your god before deciding.
Next millennium, the little purple chip of the future.
You may believe in evolution, and you may think God is dead, and you may not believe in Calvary, and you may think that His returning is only in our head, but there'll come a day that you just won't believe.
What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Well, you may think we're phony under some kind of spell. When we pray, it's just a waste of time. And you may think we're crazy, that it's just a fairy tale. But when Gabriel blows, it's gonna blow your mind. What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? Yeah, what you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye?